This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 9 people were killed on Friday, according to Cuban state television, after a huge explosion destroyed the Hotel Saratoga in Havana. Earlier Friday, Cuban officials said a gas leak was thought to be the cause of the explosion. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that the explosion was not caused by a bomb nor an attack. After returning to the site of the deadly blast following a brief visit to 2 hospitals, Díaz-Canel called the incident regrettable. Hospitals continue to treat the wounded. Rescue activities are still underway. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has told reporters that President Joe Biden will take part in a virtual meeting on Sunday morning with G7 leaders and with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
They will discuss the latest developments in Russia's war against Ukraine, the global impact of Putin's war, showing support for Ukraine and Ukraine's future, and demonstrating continued G7 unity in our collective response.
Meanwhile, more civilians have been rescued from the tunnels underneath a besieged steel plant in Mariupol, according to a Ukrainian official on Friday. Fighters, meanwhile, were holding up the sprawling complex, making their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of Mariupol, a strategic port city. The fight in the last Ukrainian stronghold of Mariupol, reduced to ruins by the Russian onslaught, appeared increasingly desperate. Around 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, by Russia's most recent estimate, are holed up in the vast maze of tunnels and bunkers underneath the Azovstal steelworks. They repeatedly refused to surrender. You can keep up on all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening